This August, the best-selling phenomenon, It Ends With Us.
If you had a daughter,
what would you say to her?
That captivated the world.
We all have an idea of what love can be.
Is now a movie that everyone's talking about and can't be missed.
15 seconds, that's all it takes to change everything.
Starring Blake Lively, It Ends With Us. Only in cinemas now, rated 15.
How do I cope with waiting for results?
It's all I can think about. Is the cancer going to come back?
I can't sleep. How do I stop worrying?
We know what goes through your head when you're living with cancer. The questions, the anxieties. We understand because we've been there too. If you or someone you care about has been diagnosed with cancer, Macmillan Cancer Support's online community can help from day one. It's a free, safe online forum for people with cancer to connect anonymously. No question is too big or too small. With over 80,000 members, we get it. We've been there. Whatever you need to ask, we're here. To join, search Macmillan Online Community.
Hey, podcast listeners. Have you heard? You can listen to your favorite podcasts ad-free. Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/adfreepodcasts. That's amazon.co.uk/adfreepodcasts to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Well, hello and welcome to Crappy Hour. I'm Ronnie and that's Ben. Hi, Ben. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you doing, Ronnie?
I'm doing so good. I'm excited to be here for Crappy Hour. What a fun time we're having in Bravo News this week. First of all, what have you been up to?
What have I been up to? Well, I went to Vegas this weekend, which was super fun. Dom and I went and we saw the Mariah Carey residency, which we loved. And it was boiling hot out there in Vegas. So it was a quick in and out. But so that was good. I hadn't been to Vegas since pre-pandemic. So it's been a few years. It's great to be back in touch with Vegas. And you know, had a chocolate cupcake today, went to the dentist. It's been a great day. How about you?
I had some family in town. My sister and my niece were in town, so I went and did family stuff. We did, you know, touristy stuff. I saw everywhere that Harry Styles has ever been here. That was really fun.
Good.
I learned a lot about Joshua Bassett being traumatized by Olivia Rodrigo. Like, I learned all the, like, traumas and stuff. So that was all super fun. And, barely made it out alive because, you know, I'm not used to being outside of my house that much, much less walking around in the world in the sun. That's some bullshit. I don't know how people do it. Let me tell you, there are a lot of unwashed people out there just walking around freely. It's like free range homely people. I don't know where we're all even coming
free range homely.
I don't even know where we're all coming from. We're all from different places and we're all smelly. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, I have to say, by the way, there is a dog here in my house at the moment and I hear it upstairs prancing around.
You have a dog? Whose dog?
No, my friend Judy brought her dog over. This dog is so cute. I wish I could show you the dog, but this is not a dog friendly room, so there will be no dog coming onto camera. But I'm hearing all these paw noises upstairs and I'm like, oh my goodness, there's a dog here during the Instagram live. Oh, the big news that happened, by the way, for everyone, here's a reason why you should sign up for Crappens on Demand on Patreon is that today when we were recording our recap of Real Housewives of New Jersey, there was an earthquake and I dove down to get under my desk while the camera was running because the green screen was going to topple down on me. So if anyone wants to see me diving down below a desk and looking out of sorts, I cannot.
You're literally being so unaffected. I did not give a shit. So that was pretty funny. I was just sitting here like, yeah, hey, there was an earthquake. And you're like, oh!
I just dove down
with the bathtub.
was like, I'm not going out like this. I'm not going out like this, sitting in my chair so I can finish my sentence about Jennifer Aydin.
I know. Going home, going, dying, making up a New Jersey reunion. Oh, that was actually during the actual reunion. But we also, news, got a leaked New Jersey reunion. They actually did tape a reunion. They just didn't air it because it was too toxic. But we got it. The audio will be released tomorrow, Tuesday morning, on the Crappens podcast feed. So check that out. That should be fun. And it is pretty toxic and extremely annoying. We can, yeah, we can vouch for that.
Everyone look forward to that audio. It'll be a really special thing.
Solid hour of a pure special annoyance.
I understand why it wasn't aired. I understand why it wasn't aired, but we, of course, yeah, would never, ever keep any.
We almost canceled it in the middle of it, in the middle of listening to it. We almost unaired it. We almost unaired it ourselves.
But I think there were a lot of bombshells, a lot of surprise,
a lot of bombs,
a lot of, yeah, yeah, a lot of, just a lot of big things happen on that that reunion. So everyone stay tuned.
Okay, so let's get into some Bravo news.
Peter.
Okay, so we've got a bunch of Vanderpump Rules type news adjacent. Vanderpump Rules and Vanderpump Rules adjacent news. It starts with, I think, Peter was... Why is anybody interviewing Peter? Like, honestly, like, how do we live in a world that Peter is still getting interviewed? What's happening with the world? I feel like this, like we're begging for the nuke. That's, I'm just going to say that. But anyway, people are still asking him things. And he said that TomTom is probably done and it's going to be rebranded Pump. Now, we saw kind of a hint of that when Vanderpump took the Pump sign when Pump closed and put it next to the TomTom sign. And yesterday I was showing my niece. So I was like, you don't want to go in there. That's TomTom. We're not allowed to go in there because that's conspiring with the terrorists. And she was like, but that's called Pump. And I said, no, it's called TomTom. They just did something with the sign. She goes, no, but the sign says Pump. I didn't even look at the sign, but I don't know if they changed the whole thing or not, but apparently that's what's happening. What do you think?
Wow. I mean, I've seen that sign up there, but again, I thought it was just like the sentimental thing. It's interesting. It's like a little teeny pump, or maybe a pump teeny, but it's, I think it's actually, I can't tell if it's a good move or not, because on the one hand, like TomTom is TomTom. We all know it's TomTom. People don't want to, people say they don't want to support the Toms, but the truth is everyone is still going to those places. So I can't, I don't know how toxic or untoxic it is to have it still called TomTom. But truth is, it probably should be rebranded because Tom Sandoval has really made people, there are still a lot of people who don't want to touch it with a 5-foot pole or 10-foot pole, perhaps. And, but I feel like I don't like calling it Pump. I feel like Pump was Pump. And I feel like if they are going to rebrand it, just give it a different name. I don't like
Max. Calling it. What about Max Max? How about Max his due? You know?
How about Pandy's box?
Oh, but would anybody open it? Would her husband ever open it?
It would all be poached salmon. Like, this is a food menu of cocktails that go well with poached salmon. You get a complimentary shawl if you come in.
Angela in the comments says that Logan went online and said it's not true, but not sure that Logan would even know. So... Not a terrible
point. Yeah, but he would know as much as Peter is, because didn't Peter had a falling out, didn't he? With right, because he was asking for Peter too much money.
He had a falling out with production. They didn't put him in the season because he was trying to pretend like he deserved some money or something. They were like, no, right. Peter, no. So okay, so there was that. Another thing happening in the Empire is Assistant Anne put up today in her stories that her hours are being cut.
Wow.
At the sandwich shop. She's like, guys, oh my God, I can't believe it's here. I'm here on Instagram. Hi, Instagram. Oh my God, it's really Instagram. Just looking at you, I see the eye in cursive and I'm like, wow, I'm here. I'm really here. So Anne was saying that they cut her hours. So please support her podcast so they can start getting ads and she can pay her rent. So I'm not really sure what's going on.
I wonder what that's all about.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's going on, but I was around that area a lot this weekend, walking around. By the way, Bottega Louie, love you. Never been in.
Very cute. Until,
I mean, it's pure macaron and French pastries. Fucking love you. Right in the middle, watching buff people eat a cronut really gave me a boner. Anyway,
you know, a cronut has never looked more delicious than when it was being eaten by a man in a crop top. I have to say, a crop top and rollerblades.
Yes. So anyway, I was there a lot, and actually they don't call them cronuts. They call them like crow wonderfuls or something. And they're different than cronuts because they're actually filled with stuff. Like one was a lemon meringue one filled with meringue, and one was a chocolate one filled with chocolate. I had literally everything there.
You know,
which is why I have an extra chin this week. It was worth
Were they cronuts, or were they that new type of croissant, like the one you got in the Swedish airport? Because remember that one you got in the
Swedish
airport?
It was like that. It was a kroflukki talking or something.
It's like a new type of croissant. It's not a cronut. It's just like a croissant that's like in like a wheel shape. And I have to tell you something. One of my biggest regrets in our European trip was when I decided in that moment that that was the moment I was going to be healthier. And you got that chocolate filled croissant and I wanted it so badly. And you went and you were eating it and the chocolate was just like flopping out. And I was like, oh. And then when I wound up going back to Sweden, I looked for that croissant in the airport and I couldn't find it. And to this day, I'm thinking about that croissant.
It wasn't good. I only ate half. Remember, I threw the other half away.
I thought you were just trying to like cut down on your carbs. It actually was not good.
No, I was like, this is an empty calorie. It's not worth it. Oh, okay. It wasn't good. So there's that. So Anne got fired. I don't know what's going on. Anyway, my point was I have been walking. No, I don't want fucking automatic updates on my computer from you, Page Six. Fuck off. Like who presses yes, allow update, so Page Six can ding you all day with their nonsense. Okay, yeah. My point is I was walking around that neighborhood all weekend, and every time I passed something about her, it was very busy. Of course, they have three tables in there, but they were three full tables every time I passed by.
Well, maybe the restaurant life is just not great for Anne. Maybe that's why she got maybe her hours were reduced because it's like it wasn't a total match.
Maybe, or maybe, I mean, I don't know. They have a lot of employees there. Remember? They had
a lot of employees.
That we could see, and that wasn't even the back of the house. So you can't just get away with paying minimum wage around here. I mean, people were complaining that they were paying $25 an hour at a sandwich shop. I was like, holy mother, I think I made $3 back in the Skylands bowling alley days. You kids and your riches!
Of course, it's a lot of people.
$9 million to pay rent in 2024, but...
You know, when we were there, Anne was so nice. She sat with us. We had like the sweetest time. Like she was just so lovely and she was just the best. And we'd be like, what's this sandwich called? And she's like, I always forget what that one's called. And we're like, okay, what about that one? Oh, I think that's the Viola or the Mary. So like, when you say her hours were reduced, I'm like, okay, well, maybe it's not a full match.
Maybe there was a secret shopper in there and they're like, hey, what's this sandwich? She's like, oh my God, can I phone a friend? The Big Mac, the Quarter Pounder, French fries, hippopotamus. Gosh,
you really look like Lisa. You look like Lisa Vanderpump with the mustache on. No, my name is Charles de Food Eater. Don't mind me.
I'm not. I'm the sexy Lisa Vanderpump. Chef Penny, is that you? You're so silly.
We should. Do you want to talk about the big Lisa Vanderpump news in the world of Hulu?
What is it? Oh, yeah, sure.
So, Vanderpump Villa, somehow, against all odds, has gotten a second season. Fine. Congratulations. And so they have cast. So Stassi is going to be in the cast for season two. Stassi is also getting her own docudrama or docuseries on Hulu, which is going to be like her with a bunch of people. Like the log line was like a bunch of people just trying to figure out their lives and like the neuroses. It's like a comedic and fun and Stassi's in the center. It's like, okay,
wait, what is that? Tell me what it's about again.
Let me pull up the log line. Okay, let me see. Okay,
Stassi. Yeah, I want the log line.
I want log line. Okay, here we go. Stassi, it's called Stassi Says. It's a comedy series starring Vanderpump Rules alum, or as I like to say, Amazing Race Family Edition alum, Stassi Schroeder in that's at the works at Hulu. So, okay. So let's see. Here's the log line. I found the official log line. Is everyone ready for a log line? Okay. Endlessly relatable, utterly hysterical, and questionably sane, Stassi is the anchor of a fresh ensemble of comedic and chaotic characters who are dealing with identity crises and major life crossroads of their own. And Stassi's the one who has to keep them all afloat.
What? So what's she going to be doing? Like giving advice to weirdos?
This is what it's going to be. This is what's going to be. I like this, like, comedic and chaotic characters and major life crossroads. Like, oh my God, I can't believe it. I'm 42. I don't have any children. My career as an actress never worked out. Maybe I should just, I don't know, move to Maine and just hide off in the mountains. And Stassi will come in and say, how about you just shut the fuck up because no one wants to hear your problems. It's my birthday.
Yeah, I'm not really sure about that. And then she has one. I mean, you know, good for you. I'm definitely excited to see what it is. Now, I don't have a ton of faith in Hulu at the moment because I did watch half of Vanderpump Villa. Yeah. And listen, I tried. I was very excited. I campaigned within my office, which is me, Bueller, and Ben. I mean, yes. That's 33% of this office. It was campaigning hard to recap that show. And it sucked some buttholes. Okay. It sucked on buttholes. You might as well put buttholes on lollipop sticks because it was sucking on them. Okay.
Butthole it was lollipops. So beyond terrible. And like, I do appreciate the choice of adding Stassi to that show because I do think that's a move in the right direction. But my concern is that the show is just fundamentally awful. And like, there's nothing that Stassi and Lisa can do to save it because as long as it has the same people running it, and I'm trying not to go in too hard on that end because someone on my Facebook appears to actually work in production. So like, sorry, Facebook friend. But the truth is that the show is garbage. It's like, we watch Below Deck. We know how a workplace reality show can work. We also watch Vanderpump Rules. We know a workplace reality show can work and you can have a big ensemble and you can cover lots of ground. This show is not doing it right. The people behind the show are fucking it up left and right. So it doesn't matter if Sauce is there or not. I do not want to ever watch this show again in my life.
Yeah. And I'm not really sure because it was a bunch of people who didn't really work at a place that didn't give a shit because they didn't really work at a place. And so I'm not sure how that's all going to work.
Yeah.
Why would they listen to Stassi, who also doesn't work at a place and doesn't even work in that industry? Listen, I'm used
that's,
to putting,
you know, that's a great point.
You know, that's I'm used to point. Putting my feelings aside about realism. We're Bravo fans. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, I've completely bought the idea that Teresa has written books. I mean, there's nothing more bullshitty than that. The woman can't even make a sentence, okay?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'll buy it. Maybe it'll be good. Who knows? We'll give it a chance. Mean, maybe, good luck, everybody. Good luck.
I just, okay, like, maybe I might sample it just to see. But, like, I don't want anyone to have any expectations that I'm going to be running to this. I think that you make a really good point, which is that with Below Deck, Vanderpump Rules, the people on those shows inherently, like, they are working at a restaurant to, you know, make a paycheck to further their careers, get some money while they try to be actors, actresses, try to, you know, pursue a yacht career in yachting. Like they're, whether or not they're just there to be on a reality show, like at least the central premise of the show makes sense and it makes sense why people would be there. But like Vanderpump Villa, like makes no sense. There's a villa in France and all these Americans are suddenly going to try their best there because if they do well at the villa, it's somehow going to get them a leg up in something. And like, it just doesn't make any sense.
I just don't understand why they're not leaning into what that show is supposed to be, which is poor, stupid people who actually work at these restaurants, working at the restaurants and fucking each other. That's it. That's all you need to do. You've got a Vegas one. You've got one in Lake Tahoe now. And you know there's sluts in Lake Tahoe. I mean, how can you not be?
Yeah.
Working at the Harrah's Casino in Lake Tahoe. I mean, Jesus. Is anyone's dick even ever in their pants? Like, go watch them fuck people, you know. It's poor
watch them fuck.
Fucking. I want poor people fucking. That's
poor,
it.
Poor. We want poor fucking in America. No, he actually doesn't have to be America because Below Deck is around the world. But I think the other thing is the show didn't really know if it wanted to be Vanderpump Rules or Below Deck because Below Deck. One thing is that when they have their charters, you know, there's so much that's going on with the staff that they don't try to cram every charter into one episode. But with Vanderpump Villa, they really try to cram it all into one episode. So everything's like very rushed and things move along. And then like characters pivot. It just is a disaster. It makes me so mad even just to talk about it.
There's also some more Vanderpump Rules, but Riley in the comments is bringing up the new Dorinda show, which is also Bravo news. Dorinda just got a new show about hosting, training people to work at Bluestone Manor, like her Airbnb.
That one makes a little bit more sense to me. And the reason why you would think it's the exact same as Vanderpump Villa, but it makes sense to me because I believe that this is something that Dorinda would do. I believe that she would rent it out. I think that she'd be also hilarious But the question is, who is producing the show? Like, is it going to be another, you know, Murray show? Then it'll probably shit. It'll suck. But if it's going to be a Bravo show or something on Peacock, it might actually be good.
Okay. Well, we'll see. I don't know. You know, I'm always rooting for Dorinda just because her crazy ass. Like, you can't love replicate Dorinda, that's for sure.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
My name is Georgia King, and I am thrilled to be the host of And Away We Go, a brand new travel podcast on Wondery Plus, where we'll be whisked away on immersive adventures all around the world. Where we go, what we do, what we eat, drink, and listen to will all be up to my very special guests. We've got Ben Schwartz taking us on a whirlwind trip around Disneyland. We'll eat a bowl of life-changing pasta with Jimmy O Yang in Tuscany, Italy. And how do you feel about a spot of sugaring off with Emily Hampshire in Montreal? And Away We Go will immerse you in some of the wonders of the world.
We're going to be seeing some yellows and vibrant oranges.
And the shoes clicking against the cobblestone.
If you're looking to get somebody in the mood, have them look at the Chicago skyline.
You can listen to And Away We Go exclusively with Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Georgia, do you know what joy sounds like?
I think I'm hearing it right now.
Divorced, beheaded, died. Divorced, beheaded, survived. We know the six wives of Henry VIII as pawns in his hunt for a son, but their lives were so much more than just being the king's wives. I'm Arisha Skidmore Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. And we're the hosts of Wondery's podcast, Even the Royals. In each episode, we'll pull back the curtain on royal families, past and present, from all over the world to show you the darker side of what it means to be royalty.
We rarely see Henry VIII's wives in their own light, as women who used the tools available to them to hold on to power. Some women won the game, others lost, but they were all unexpected agents in their own stories.
Being a part of a royal family might seem enticing, but more often than not, it comes at the expense of everything else, like your freedom, your privacy, and sometimes even your head. Follow Even the Royals on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Go deeper and get more to the story with Wondery's top history podcasts, including American Scandal, Legacy, and Black History for Real.
I'm Dan Taberski. In 2011, something strange began to happen at the high school in Leroy, New York.
I was like at my locker and she came up to me and she was like stuttering super bad. I'm like, stop f***ing around. She's like, I can't.
A mystery illness, bizarre symptoms, and spreading fast.
It's like doubling and tripling and it's all these girls.
With a diagnosis, the state tried to keep on the down low.
Everybody thought I was holding something back.
Well, you were holding something back intentionally.
Yeah.
No, it's hysteria. It's all in your head. It's not physical. You're exaggerating.
Is this the largest mass hysteria since the witches of Salem? Or is it something else entirely?
Something's wrong here. Something's not right.
Leroy was the new dateline and everyone was trying to solve the murder.
A new limited series from Wondery and Pineapple Street Studios. Hysterical. Follow Hysterical on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Hysterical early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
So let's see here. So let's go do some more Vanderpump Rules stuff just because there's a lot of it. I'm not really sure what's going on.
I know,
there's
it's wild.
Of it this week. Katie is apparently dating some dude from Love Island. I'm assuming you have some intel on that. They were spotted together.
I was and then trying
on her
to look
podcast,
that up.
Which is called like Talking Disrespectable, Respectable Disrespected, or whatever, with Dana Catan. Dana's like, so Katie, I heard, and Katie's like, oh my God, you heard what? And she's like, Katie, I heard, wait a minute, what did you hear? Katie, I heard that you like went to dinner with someone. And Katie's like, yeah, well, I'm not gonna like confirm it, but nor am I gonna like deny it either. Cause like maybe I was there, but maybe also I wasn't.
So I guess the rumor is that she went on a date with Connor from Love Island USA. Connor was like one of the first male bombshells. He was this really hunky guy from California who had also the biggest Californian accent. He was like, yeah, like one of the things I love to do is I work out and like I really like to read. And like that's just like what I like to do. And the idea of Katie dating Connor is so hilarious to me. I mean, he's hot, so good for you on that. But there was not a lot of personality or brains there. It just didn't seem to. It just doesn't. I guess the
We're
thing
talking
is
about Katie. What do you think? The girl knits all day. I mean, her claim to fame is having a chalkboard that said Bubba.
See, here's the thing, though. She cosplays as a hipster, but she doesn't actually go for hipsters, except for, well, there was, you know, Weird Al, Mama said Bechamel.
What was
Weird Al Chalamet.
Bechamel. Yeah.
Weird Al Chalamet. That was the closest she ever got to a hipster. But, like, she does the whole hipster thing. She's like, I love music. She has a record player. She does sort of hipster hobbies like
Yeah, she has. She totally has like an Urban Outfitters record player.
Yeah, but then when it comes to like going for a guy, she just goes for a big old himbo with a good body. She still does like, she just goes for this someone who you might find working at Sir. It's like, lady, what have you not taken any lessons from your time with Tom Schwartz? Don't go for anyone who looks like they may hang out on the Sunset Strip. Just don't go for them.
We're getting something in, but I think Katie's just boning him. I think Katie is like, why can these pig men screw young hot girls and I can't screw a hot young guy every once in a while? To which I say, you go, girl. I mean,
to it, yes, agreed.
I think she's still living on her Caprese sandwich high, where she's like, I have a sandwich shop and it was designed by the same person who does Nora Ephron movies, so I'm gonna fuck some dude from Love Island and that's it.
Yeah,
I'm gonna live my best life. And I say, more power to you, madame.
If she's just fucking him, then I say more power to you. And honestly, she's the one who's going to have to deal with him afterwards, lying there in bed, being like, so that was pretty cool. I was thinking about maybe next I might like work on my lats. I don't know. You want to do a workout? You want to do a quick workout right now? I don't know. Just thinking about it.
There's more, but let's take a little break from Vanderpump Rules, because like, honestly, I'm like bored of it, even though there's more stuff. What do you want to do next? You pick next. Well, actually, but then I'm putting rules on what you can pick. Pick whatever you want.
No, it's fine.
Rule stuff, dude.
We're going to do a Vanderpump Rules pause. We're going to come back. There's some stories about Jax that everyone's talking about. But let's talk about some Olympics news, some news from the Olympics that does not have to do with a 36-year-old professor breakdancer. Let's talk. Actually, her age has nothing to do with it. So I take that back, everyone.
What was up with her? Her name's like Jigsaw or something?
No, her name is Reagan. Her name is
Professor Rachel.
Rachel Gunn.
She has a breakdown.
Reagan. Reagan.
Oh, Reagan.
So
I like Jamboree. Please don't steal it if you're out there and you're a breakdancer and you're like, yeah, I heard the name Jamboree. I'm
Jamboree. But there's more news that came out of the Olympics, which is that Bravo celebrities went to the Olympics. Well, at least one did. Marcus Jordan. Marcus Jordan. And guess what he was caught doing?
He was doing that at the Olympics?
Yeah, he was in France doing coke. I think. You know what? Now let me check. Now I feel like I'm spreading.
I mean, it looks like he was snorting coke. I mean, we don't know for sure what it was, but there were perhaps pictures of him bent over, like going like this with the metal thing, and then his coke veins were popping.
It was in France, at the very least.
What does he do? He doesn't work all day. Good for him. You go, boy. I wish I could do that still. My fucking heart would pop in 2 seconds. Stupid blood pressure. If anybody can get me decent blood pressure medication so that I could repair my blood pressure and become a cokehead again, that would be great. Thanks. Miss the days.
Yeah, he was in the south of France, actually. So maybe not at the Olympics, but Olympics adjacent. But you know, he works in fashion and he was in France and he is the child of a celebrity. Like, this is basically him having like an afternoon yogurt. Like, this is nothing.
Yeah, he's rich as fuck. What does he care?
But the pictures are like, it is just so blatant. There's no way around it. He is just doing coke in public.
Well, he, this reminds me. So I have a friend who's on vacation and they're showing all of their glorious glamour shots. You did this when you were on vacation and very good. I mean, you're a very good photographer.
Don't say that so accusatory.
No, I know. It sounds like that. No, I know it sounds like that, but I didn't do it. And it's not because I'm better than you. I literally am too lazy to press send on a picture. But like, you do it in such a glorious way. Like, I was looking at yours. Okay, let's just talk about you. So I was looking at yours and I was like, wow, Ben is really living the life. It's gorgeous pictures, gorgeous this. But I'm just lazy. So I don't really feel like, God, I wish I was doing that. And I just think, wow, those are gorgeous pictures. But when I saw the Marcus pictures in France, I was like, that's where I want to be. Now that's a vacation picture. That guy is skiing just the right way. I want that again. It was like seeing a great chapter played back, but you know, I was hotter, bigger, and richer.
We love seeing skiing in the Summer Olympics. It's unexpected.
So people are saying,
wait, can I pause? Wait, can not pause, but like, I know we are here to talk about Bravo and Bravo gossip, etc. Can I talk about something from the Olympics that has been pressing its on my mind?
Yeah.
Rhythmic gymnastics. Oh my God.
Is it new?
No, it's been around since forever. But the thing is that it normally gets shoved off to, like, you just see it as a brief clip. But because Peacock, there is a tie-in. Peacock put like every single sport up on the platform. So if you want to see any sport, you can just watch it. And I watched Friday night, I watched 3 hours of rhythmic gymnastics. I'm telling you, it is like the most amazing thing. And I do not know why we do not give these rhythmic gymnastics, like these people, these women doing this sport, why they don't get as much cred as regular gymnastics, because what they are doing is pure magic and it is absolutely insane. And you also know that they are all probably crazy and their coaches look crazy. And I feel like there's like a reality show in there somewhere.
So do they do gymnastics? Are they doing gymnastics, but just to songs?
Well,
I did hip hop yoga one time and it was like, pass that Dutch, pass that Dutch.
It's similar to that.
You were like doing really fast down dogs, you know?
No, what they do is they have for the singles, there's also a group event, and the group event like doesn't even make sense. You're like, this is CGI. These are not humans doing this. But for the singles, they have four different like props they have to use. So first they have to do a routine with a hula hoop, and that hula hoop, they're throwing it, they're going through it, they're bouncing it. It is going everywhere. And then they have to do one with a ball, and that ball, they're rolling the ball down their back and they're bouncing it. They're kicking it with their foot. They're rolling around. They're doing like and they're doing all these things, tapping their head with their toes. And then there's one with like mallets. They toss those in the air and then they do like a million somersaults. And then there's one with a ribbon, and it's just like, it's insane. And then on top of that, when they mess up, it's also like so gut wrenching. It's like, you've never felt pain like watching a little 16-year-old girl drop a ribbon. Like, you never knew pain like that. So I have to say, it was absolutely amazing.
There's a lot of that. There's a lot of takebacks at the Olympic this year. Because look, I'm not watching it because honestly, I'm too tired. I just turn it on. And I'm like, this is exhausting, even watching all these thin people. So I don't do that. But I have been reading little headlines that are making people mad. And people are apparently just like winning medals and then getting them taken away.
It's bullshit.
You can't just have takebacksies, Olympic judges. You can't just be like, you won a medal. Just kidding. You don't win it anymore.
They literally get off on doing that. They are totally, it's like they obnoxious. Are getting off on
it because it's they happening do. A lot. It's happening a lot.
Yeah, no, it was ridiculous. By the way, Mike Bowman says the bear polo player from Croatia. I have to look that person up. I definitely saw a Hungarian polo player who was very hot. That was, the stuff on the gymnastics, basically, for people who have not heard this, is that Jordan Chiles got a bronze. She got the bronze because her coach made like an inquiry to say, wait a second, you messed something up, judge. And so the judges were like, oh, we did mess something up. Guess what? She did better than we said. So now she now gets to be in third place and she gets the bronze. But then Team Romania was like, you filed that complaint 4 seconds after the deadline. And so they're like, oh, yeah, you're right. So then they, it was like an illegal inquiry because you have to make it within the first minute, which was ridiculous. So she lost it. And now they're appealing it. It's a mess and stupid. It's because the judge's fault. But there's a lot. You saw the pole. I think we talked about the pole vaulter, right? You saw the pole vaulter.
Of course, I saw the Wiener news. I have like a Google alert set up for Wiener news. Whenever a Wiener does anything newsworthy, I get it in my news. So yeah, I did see the guy mess up the pole vault because of his gigantic Wiener. There's someone in comments named Stay Fly who just wrote, is it me or is Alexis from Real Housewives of Orange County looks like Alf in a wig?
Yeah, that's fair. You know, the little boy from Alf died like 2 weeks ago. Isn't that
Could
crazy?
You not bring it down when I've got a giant smile? I'm trying to enjoy this moment. Jesus. I love you. God,
by the way, this is the part of the recording where the sun starts to take over Ronnie's lower half. It's my favorite thing that happens.
One day this house will get done and I will have a studio in here. But for right now, I'm living in this shitty little basement with a crooked camera and sunlight only. Okay. No air conditioner.
Well, either way, someone says, Ben, the reflection from your glasses is driving me crazy. Well, you know what drives me crazy? Having to wear them. It's not my fault.
Yeah, maybe you could get some. I saw Deadpool. Someone's talking about Deadpool in here. I saw Deadpool.
See, now you're bringing it down.
It cost me. Why is Deadpool bringing it down? It cost me $30 plus dead. $15 to park in the valley. $15 plus $15 or $20 or something for snacks. What the fuck? Someone said you're glowing, Ronnie. Literally, my face is only light.
He's about to turn to Santa.
I'm literally flying too close to the sun. Also, while we're reading comments in here, Sarah, someone named Sarah, says, is it me or is Ronnie looking more and more like Heather Gay?
Who said that? Sarah.
Someone named Sarah and said, I need to see a wig.
Someone says, Ben, turn down your screen brightness. Okay, I could do that.
God, that's so funny. Okay, that's cracking me up. Okay. So we should probably do some Bravo news, eh? Okay, so let's see here. So the big news out of Vanderpump Rules, because, you know, this is kind of a Vanderpump Rules themed date, not on purpose, but literally. No, you know what? We won't go back to Vanderpump Rules. Let's talk about Louis from Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Did you see the Louis video where he's talking to Teresa on her podcast?
No, I didn't see that yet.
Tree, like, I love your girls. I just love them so much. And, like, we're traveling. We're in Greece or whatever. And I was just telling them, you know, be young. Be young while you can, you know. Have fun, you know. Wear a thong. So I got them thongs. They wore them. I walked behind them. Just wearing the thong, you know. And I said, you know, just live a little. Come sit on daddy's lap a little bit.
I mean, just grow.
This he guy. Sit on my I heard about
but
this.
But he was saying, like, wear a thong. And Teresa's like, yeah, right. Right, wear a thong for daddy, right?
This guy is garbage. So he gross. Ruined the show.
And Teresa is so fucking gross, too. I'm so glad the show's over so I can just say it. She's so gross. My God, enough, lady. You're setting... She's like the worst. She's setting your kids up with a groomer in the house. Sounds like a smart plan, Teresa.
He's just a piece of shit. He's just, I don't know. Like, I don't understand how you can wear a Transcend t-shirt and then like wish that someone's child suffers. Like, it's just like,
I've wished for people's children to suffer. I'm not going to pretend that I'm above it. I've definitely looked at someone and been like, you know what, a pox on your house and your children's house and your child. Like, I like it biblical when God was like, Cain's a bitch. And so guess who's going to be tortured? Everybody from Cain for the rest of eternity. Like, but I'll still look at people I hate and be like, that's a child of Cain.
But here's the thing, though. It's one thing to be like, oh, fuck those kids, you know? But the thing is that if someone were even to say, oh, I hope that Gia has a bad day tomorrow, it'd be like, how could you even say that about my children? Right. Keep the children out of it. And yet he has full liberty to say, I hope her son suffers. By the way, I just want to point out, see, now I can't even see the comment that I posted because it's too dark. Guess what, everyone? Those reflections are coming back. Bonnie in the chat says lobster molester, which is funny because I think that she's saying that Louis always looks sunburned. But I also like to think that he's like molest lobsters.
He probably does. He probably does molest lobsters. Look at the fucking guy. You know, it's like, oh, well, I have the mane. I was still in the mane. I have a little tree. Yeah, he's disgusting. Oh, here's what I was going to Google. I was like, what am I trying to Google? I'm trying to Google Louis Ruelas apology to Margaret, because this was kind of funny. So as we just saw in the reunion or the non-reunion that they have for Jersey out, Teresa, they were like, Teresa, Louis saying he wants Margaret's kids to suffer is not going to go over well. Tree being like, my kids suffer.
You know how long they was wearing panties before Louis freed them of those? They were suffering.
And so she refused to accept that what Louis said was wrong. Well, I guess they kind of changed their tune once the audience started getting wind of that. And so he issued this apology.
The finale was very tough for me. to watch, and I wanted to address it with you all. After watching the finale, I was disappointed in my actions bringing a Margaret Joseph's son. The reason he was even brought up was because I've been dealing with being falsely accused of calling Margaret's son at his work, which is simply not true.
They have the phone records of you calling the son at work, sir. For the last year, Margaret kept putting this narrative out there that I called her son at work, and I've had to deal with it, knowing I'm being lied on. Still, I know better not to bring someone's child up, and it's something I deeply regret, so I want to apologize. There's been a lot of toxicity on the show that's affected everyone on the show. We've been dealing with a lot of frustrating things behind the scenes, and it's been very hard for our entire family and my children, who've been really impacted by all this. Oh, God, shut up about your fucking children, all of you. All of you, you too, Margaret, with somebody called my child at work. Somebody called my child at work. It was called everybody. Okay. It was called some lady pretending to be a beautiful Asian lady with gigantic boobs trying to spam me when I was trying to just text the other day. Everyone gets phone calls. Let's stop crying about the kids. Whenever anybody gets in trouble on this show, they say, "You hurt my children with that." Shut up about your kids, Louie. Nobody cares.
You know, Jaden in the comments says Teresa's kids suffered because she put them on reality television. I mean, it's kind of a good point. If you don't want your kids to suffer, don't put them on TV. And Margaret, to be fair, did not put her child on reality TV.
Well, she kind of did a little. She had him on that time. Remember when she was
a photographer. So he's older. He's an adult. And you're muted, Ronnie. You muted yourself by accident.
Sorry, but you could probably tell what I was saying anyway. But now if someone really was fucking with the children, I would say don't fuck with the children. But no one is fucking with the children. The children are all fine. You guys are just taking old people fights and then saying, "But I have children." Let's stop. Okay. Congratulations on your human pollution that you've dropped all over the earth. Now stop using it as a defense every time and, you know, have some balls in your fights.
Can we cross the Hudson River?
Yes, because I'm furious for no reason now. Look at me. I'm so mad.
Yeah, and I know you're so mad.
Burning with the sun. I'm turning purple like blue. Say,
it's actually not even the sun. This is just your rage blazing on your chest. We have news. Real Housewives of New York season 15 is coming back October 1st. The trailer drops tomorrow. I hate that they drop trailers on Tuesdays because we have our show like crappy hours on Mondays. Come on, Bravo, work with us. So Bryn Whitfield has teased the upcoming roller coaster season, quote unquote, and it's going to be back October 1st, which is Tuesday. So it'll be Tuesday nights. And she is saying that, filming was intense, but also fun. By the way, someone on Reddit said they hate when I do her voice and I go like this. Which, I'm sorry to your delicate
ears. She does do that.
I'm sorry to your delicate ears. And I'm not even saying that from a snarky way. Like, I'm truly sorry. But I also can't stop doing it. I literally can't stop doing Bryn, because that's what she does. Okay, she's like, it's an intense season. Some would say filming this season was hard. But yeah,
she has back. Like a little.
Yeah, it's like really hard. Let me tell you what I'm going to do this season: read rare books to impress rich guys.
Well, now she says, here's a quote: "This roller coaster. This season's a roller coaster. I mean, last season we were the hot freshmen." It was fun. And now we're like, Housewives, honey. It's like New York. It's intense. It's spicy, but it's fun. And it's silly.
I do not believe you. But I'm also very excited because I always, you know, and we've talked about this, I think, 3 times a year when everybody starts freaking out saying Bravo's over. Because, like, honestly, what are we going to do? You know, my ass can't wait a table. So that always scares me. But we always have the discussion, like, what if Bravo's over? And so, look, I want it to succeed because there have been some moments this year where it's like, what are we doing here?
Some flickers. You
know? What?
I said it had some flickers of potential.
We've had flickers. And I think that's normal. And, oh, you mean New York? Yeah.
But the other way, New York, for a lot of times, I was like, you know.
Yeah, I like New York for, I would say, the first solid 3 quarters until we got to the point where I was like, oh, wait, so there's nothing coming, right? You know, like I can keep that anticipation going, just hoping it's going to crescendo, and then it just doesn't. Now, that said, I'm very excited to see what they do, and wishing them the best.
I'm wishing them the best, too, because, look, if Dubai can rebound, then the world is our oyster for New York. I think now they've had a taste of fame. Now they have some egos, like some unhealthy ego, perhaps. I think they're many of them are angry at Jessel that she became so popular and had like a profile on Rolling Stone. I think they're going to try to take her down. I think now the vanity of it all is going to kick in, hopefully. But what I'm hoping we don't have a lot is like, oh, look, Psy's opening a box. Look, everyone, Psy got something from Madewell. I don't know. Like, I don't really, like, I don't need to see the influencing side of it as much. That, by the way, everyone, go check out Quest. I did some influencing.
We resent.
I know. But it's like, but the thing is this, though, Housewives, like, I want to see into a world I don't get to see into. And, like, seeing someone.
Oh, God. I don't want anything else taking place in the gym. I'll tell you that right now.
But I think, like, hopefully they've gotten, you know, a lot of people were of our mindset. Like, a lot of people were like, it's a snooze fest, despite the fact that they tried. There was an attempt to make it seem like it was the hottest thing ever. It was like, oh my God, the new Roni is instantly iconic. But then once everyone kind of like settled down, it was like, oh yeah, it's kind of boring. So I don't know. But I'm hopeful that they've gotten the memo. They're going to tighten it up and, you know, be more fun.
Yeah, I mean, so many things just take a little while to warm up. Look what Dubai's killing it. Dubai's been great.
Yeah.
And, you know, I actually don't know if Dubai is that much better than it was the first season or if we're just used to it now. And sometimes
I think it's better.
You just have to get used to stuff. I don't know. Like, sometimes I think it's better and sometimes I think not really. I mean, I think Stanbury herself is better, but I think everyone else is pretty much the same. But I'm enjoying it more. That's for sure. Whatever it is, I'm enjoying it more.
Yeah, I think Stanbury has a better attitude. I think the women are a little bit less invested in trying to sell Dubai to us and be like, this is a world of money. Look, it's money, ice in the pools. And now they're just like having petty arguments, which is really just what we want, you know?
Yeah. I think that I did the Instagram stream wrong. Sorry. Sorry, anybody who tried to watch it.
I want to see it.
Well, it's not on. We're not on there. So I think
we just have this vertical orientation.
You live, you learn.
You know what? That's okay. Day, you're right. You know,
maybe in another decade, we're going to get this. Okay. So let's say the next piece of news for the day, Katie dated a Love Island guy. Oh, this was a big piece of news in the Vanderpump Rules world. I keep saying that and then talking about other things. And that is Jax checking himself into rehab. Now, this is a difficult one because, as Jax knows, I'm sure, when you say you're checking into rehab, people need to not make fun of you and leave you alone. Now, the problem is,
sorry,
that this is CSI and terrorism is about to happen.
Okay, that was my ringtone, which is actually the ringtone from 24. So I'm a big 24 fan.
24, right. Counterterrorism, you know, CTU. This is CTU, not CSI.
Yes. That's Chloe calling.
Yeah. The problem is that people like Jax, when they do something really, really bad, know that to shield themselves from criticism, they can just say, I had to go away. And then we all have to stop. Now, I'm going to say that, but I also am not going to go trash him too hard because I don't know what even happened. What did happen? Nobody knows. All we know is that they're in the middle of the season and Jax announced he's going to rehab to take care of himself. Lisa Vanderpump has come out and said, I support all of my employees. I called Jax and I hugged him with cameras. I said, cameras hug Jax. And so she's trying to help him, but Brittany's not having it because they're trying to make Brittany, and by they, I mean Jax probably, is trying to make Brittany look like a damn slut for cheating on him or not, you know, screwing around while she, because they're not together technically, but screwing around while she knows he's in rehab with some other Love Island guy. But then other people are saying she's not screwing that guy. They're just doing promo together for something. And Jax is probably spreading this rumor that she's out, you know, acting like a harlot while he is just trying to fix himself in rehab. So Brittany came out, and this is from Page Six. Brittany Cartwright blasts disgusting ex Jax Taylor for allegedly lying about donating to cancer research. Because apparently Jax Jax did some cameos and said, I'm on Cameo, hit me up, all the proceeds are going to cancer people, and then did not give any of the money to the cancer
people. Of course not.
For anybody crying over Jax and his rehab, etc., etc., please give me a break for just 5 minutes and think about that story.
Well, it's good to see Jax still a mess. Can't wait to see the next season of The Valley. See how this all pans out. See how all those people feel like idiots for taking for welcoming Jax in their fold while alienating Kristen Doty and realizing the folly of their ways that, you know, that they welcomed with open arms a guy who lies about donating to cancer charities, which is, by the way, also, I think, illegal.
Yeah.
I think that's fraud. So,
someone is saying, please discuss Lala and Sheener sneak forcing themselves onto The Valley. That's funny. Is that happening? That does not surprise me. We do not need them on The Valley. I'm just going to say that right now. I don't need them. I don't want them. Stay away from The Valley.
Like, I can understand Sheena on The Valley a little bit more. She just, I don't know why, but like Lala, I don't know. I don't see Lala as a Valley type. But yeah, they're going to try to wedge themselves onto that show, because I'm sure there'll be a season of The Valley way before there's a season of Vanderpump Rules. I mean, Ariana's back on Broadway, yada, yada, yada.
And she's a Rockette. Did you see
that? I just saw a Rockette thing. And then didn't she just also post something with Megan Hilty? She's like fully Broadway, baby.
Working at the 5 until. Okay, so that's the Britney stuff. Lisa comforts Jax. Stassi gets 2 shows. Okay, did you read the Carl's sidebar? Did we talk about this?
No, but I saw you wrote that on there, and I want to see what this menu is. Okay, tell
us. So it is called Soft. Oh, Soft Bar. Drum roll. It's officially happening. Follow along at Soft Bar Cafe for more updates. An announcement coming your way soon. So people are saying this is shitty of him because the whole, I need more softness and tenderness. I just want some softness and tenderness, Lindsay. And then he calls his bar Soft, and people are like, oh, that's so petty, Carl. But then he said,
it's because I was in Europe. Yeah, that's right. EU, Europe. And, you know, over there, they have a whole movement called the Soft Movement, and that's for drinks that don't have alcoholism.
I was like, really, Carl? Like soft drinks?
Yeah.
Thanks, Europe. Well,
didn't he say that, or someone said that sodas are often referred to as softs in restaurants. I don't know if that's true or not.
Yeah. We know, Carl. They're called soft drinks here, too. But he's like, I've been to Europe, so,
So I'm seeing a menu on... there's so much noise upstairs. Can you guys hear it? Is it distracting? No. But I'm seeing a menu on Reddit of the
soft... Bueller's snoring like Mr. Belvedere at the end of the day. He's like...
So... This is the Soft Friends and Family Celebration Hall. Some soft cocktails. The first one. Okay, by the way, first of all, everything in the menu, the drink names are written in the Monaco font. I think it's Monaco or it might be Chicago. But either way, I know it's a brat summer and we're really into, like, you know, retro typefaces like Arial. But, like, come on now. So, garden party. Hurrah! Welcome to the garden party. So, there's some Almave Blanco, tomato, basil, lemon thyme, aquafaba. And lemon. Oh.
Hydrating blend with electrolyte trace minerals. Why don't you just say garden party
with douche blanco, douche tomato, douche basil, lemon douche.
I don't even know what
one fucking ingredient not douchey in this. Now I will say this sounds fine, but why aquafaba? Why are we trying to make
aquafaba? Because it's trying to make like a... It's trying to do, trying to emulate an egg white foam, which, by the way, at this point, why don't you just do an egg white? Like,
an egg white. Well, because it's called a garden party. I think that you can't put an animal product in a garden party. I mean, even though it's all coming out of poop.
What do you think's fertilizing everything? Okay. Say put an egg white. Don't give me aquafaba. All right. There's already no booze in this. At least give me a proper egg white foam.
Luke. They should call it Luke. I am your aquafaba. Okay, so then they have a soft spritz, which is liars,
because someone's a liar. Liars, Italian orange, primo pavé, rosé. There's like a lot of accents on vowels. So we'll say that.
A lot of accent aigus.
Pavé rosé. Hey. Pavé rosé. Put your pavé rosé on me. Sparkling strawberry, pink peppercorn, and CO2.
That's CO2.
Is that carbon?
Yeah, It's an uplifting blend of vitamin B3, vitamin B12, and also Rhodiola rosa. Oh,
rosea. I thought that said rosacea. It says Rhodiola rosea.
So this is a soft spritz. Doesn't feel like a spritz at all. Like a spritz is like wine and bubbly together, right? This is like five different things, but that's fine. Do you? The high road, which is what I take, unlike Lindsay. This is a cocktail that Lindsay's never had because she doesn't understand the concept of the high road. Ha. Everleaf Forest. Yeah, we actually took a forest and put it in a drink. Everleaf Forest? What the fuck is that? Okay, I'm going to look it up. Everleaf Forest.
Seed lip spice. It's like the lips of seeds.
It's a non-alcoholic aperitif with saffron. Oh, it's and Madagascan vanilla. Saffron and... Yeah, you know what I think of when I think of saffron and Madagascan vanilla? Of course, I think of forest. What are you talking about? Saffron comes from flowers, not forests.
Okay, so there's also seed lip spice, chamomile, passion fruit, white peppercorn, and coconut whey.
Oh, yeah, get your protein in there. It also has a calming blend of magnesium glycinate and T-theanine.
Girl, is this what people do now? I mean, whatever happened to heroin? You know what I mean? What are you guys doing out there? I mean, I love this like whole kind of clean movement and like, you know, I don't expect you to all do heroin, but who wants to go out for drinks to party on the weekends and have a calming blend of magnesium glycinate and L-theanine? Get the fuck out of here, okay?
Hey, here's the next cocktail. It's called Summer Should Be Shandy, which is a play on words. Not really. Actually, it's just substituting one word for another from a quote that I don't even have. Huh. And it's an athletic brewing ripe pursuit. I didn't even know that those words could be used together and would therefore be something that goes into a cocktail. Athletic brewing ripe pursuit.
What the fuck is that? I'm going to skip that one because I was tired of drink names, but athletic brewing ripe pursuits. No, stop it.
And the next ingredient is Little Saints. Okay, I'm just mad at this. I'm just mad. Like, this could be a very delicious cocktail, but like, if the first two ingredients don't even make sense conceptually, Athletic Brewing Ripe Pursuit and Little Saints going, what does that mean?
They must be non-alcoholic liqueurs or something, that's the name of them. So they don't make
Little
sense.
Little Saints is a sugar-free knock cocktail with functional mushrooms in place of alcohol.
Functional mushrooms. Listen, no lazy mushrooms here. Okay.
Wait a second. I have a question.
Are healthy and know how to communicate with our partners.
Carl, does this mushroom have a function? Yeah, actually, it serves a purpose.
Okay, just checking.
Hey, man. I was just looking. I need to return this soda. I don't think the mushrooms are working. They seem to be a little dysfunctional.
Well, that is Carl's place. So good luck to him. We'd like to fuck around, but he's going to find out. Just kidding. Good luck to him.
I'm sure they're all delicious.
Making moves, you know, maybe it's going to be great. Who knows? I will say, I think the concept in general, I think sober bars are making a go of it. I've heard a lot of them doing their thing out there. So that's good. You know, I'm keeping pretty sober these days, so I'm all for it, I guess. I just can't imagine saying, let's go out to not do something. Like, Ben, do you want to come out and not drink with me? That just seems weird. Like, you need to have an activity that's not based around drinking. Like, we can go enjoy ourselves having dinner, or we can go to, you know, I don't know, a movie in a park. I don't know. Go cruise downtown together and have some sex behind some newsstands. I don't know. Something, but the idea of just like, let's meet up and not do something together sounds weird. Let's meet up and not drink.
Listen, I think that despite everything, all the shit, by the way, it didn't even matter if this was Carl or not. I would have made from the menu about the same thing. But that being said, I think that right now it's kind of like a food truck, right? It's kind of like a cart or whatever. It's like I once went to a party in the Hamptons and there was like a little Aperol spritz cart that came. That was like sponsored. It was like the Aperol people came and they had like a little Aperol spritz cart. And so I think it's like that, which I think is actually, that's great. Like that's what the pitch should have been, which is like, I want to start like a soft alcohol business, da 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 da, whatever. But like what I don't want is here's where I get mad as Ronnie gets like disintegrated by the whatever caused Bird Box. What I don't like is that if this does well, I don't want him to be like, so you should have never had any faith in me. Ha. It's like, no, it's that you pitched the idea of like a brick and mortar, like sober drinking facility when she's like, how are we going to support this family? And you choose like the riskiest type of thing. And she's like, no.
But also he took that advice. You know what? I think we did talk about this on the last crappy hour because I remember saying all the same stuff. He did end up, he can't say, you know, she didn't believe in me and I did it anyway, because he's actually taking her advice. She said brick and mortar was stupid and he is not doing brick and mortar. He's doing it in a van. So he's like traveling around in a van and doing pop-ups. And I think that's actually smart because he can just go do these pop-ups and get that fan money in every little town.
Absolutely. You know? This is the version it should have been. And also one could make an argument that the reason why his soft concept might actually be successful is because there was so much controversy wrapped up in it on the season. Like, because Lindsay was like, no, this is not good. Like, in fact, I almost think that if Lindsay said, yeah, that's a cool idea, it would have come and gone. It would have just been like a silly thing off to the side. And it actually would not have gotten off the ground. So the irony is that he needed to actually get resistance from Lindsay for the entire concept of this, for this to even be like noteworthy of being on anyone's radars.
Yeah. So that's that. Do you want to talk to some people?
Yeah, we should bring some people up. Let's talk to some people.
We talked a lot of nonsense today. So we're not going to have as much time, but let's bring a couple of you all up here. Who are listening to this audio when it's posted later, thank you so much for being here, and we'll talk to you next time. For those of you who are just on YouTube, stay, and we'll do some live calls. Bye, everybody. Thanks for being here.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Strolling the Park with Caitlin Clark.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
She's never scary, it's the Green Fairy.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Know Your Worth with Jason Kurth.
Sipped Some Scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony.
Junie.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Chadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Ring that bell for Rachel.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Welcome to The Offensive Line. You guys, on this podcast, we're going to make some picks, talk some shit, and hopefully make you some money in the process. I'm your host, Annie Hagar. So here's how this show's going to work, okay? We're going to run through the weekly slate of NFL and college football matchups, breaking them down into very serious categories like no offense. No offense, Travis Kelce, but you got to step up your game if Pat Mahomes is saying the Chiefs need to have more fun this year. We're also handing out a series of awards and making picks for the top storylines surrounding the world of football. Awards like the He May Have a Point Award for the wide receiver that's most justifiably bitter. Is it Brandon Ayuk, T. Higgins, or Devontae Adams? Plus, on Thursdays, we're doing an exclusive bonus episode on Wondery Plus, where I share my fantasy football picks ahead of Thursday Night Football and the weekend's matchups. Your fantasy league is as good as locked in. Follow The Offensive Line on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can access bonus episodes and listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.